You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready? There's a break for Tevez.
There's
through Luca.
Brilliantly!
Gets around Felipe!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face. Straight up, I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to my magazine. Of course, each and every Saturday night, we rock for an hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And tonight, we're bringing the queen of late night TV. That's right, Samantha Bee will be here. Of course, she got in trouble a few weeks ago for calling Ivanka Trump a feckless. See you next Tuesday, which perplexed me, folks, because I never knew the word feckless was so offensive. Anyway, we'll hear from Samantha Bee. Then we'll hear from my man, the king of the NBA. No, not LeBron James. We'll talk about Steph Curry. Steph Curry will be here. 5 minutes with Steph. But wait, I'm not done. Guess who's back in town? Dominique Jimenez. Right. Dom's Diner back on the list, baby. He'll be here about 20 minutes past the hour. And, of course, at 40 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by athletes who are in prison. Who are the most famous athletes in prison right now? We'll go through a list of that. No doubt about that. We'll have a ball of fun right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines once around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from Sports Byline. Next up, Samantha Bee doing her thing on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Welcome to Full Frontal. I am Samantha Bee, former Trump campaign chair and man who would go missing in a Sopranos episode. Paul Manafort is the first member of Trump's inner circle to go on trial in the Russia probe, which makes sense. Before joining Team Trump, he worked as an advisor for pro-Russian leaders such as Ukrainian president and flesh golem Viktor Yanukovych. You can tell Manafort worked for good people because leaked messages from his own daughter said he has no moral or legal compass, has killed people in Ukraine, and even referred to him as a fucking sick tyrant. That was all in his Father's Day card. Unfortunately, besides being regular evil, Manafort might have also gotten in over his head. Right before he joined the Trump campaign, he was in debt to pro-Russia interests by as much as $17 million. Authorities first became suspicious of Manafort when they saw the headline, "Pro-Russian interests owed $17 million by surprisingly still alive man." Prosecutors say Manafort illegally hid his income from pro-Russian groups using shell companies, foreign tax shelters, and naturally, fashion.
Prosecutors said Manafort failed to pay taxes on tens of millions of dollars earned from his lobbying work on behalf of Ukrainian politicians. He allegedly laundered the money through lavish purchases, including a $21,000 watch and a jacket made from ostrich.
There it is. Look, there it is. Ostrich jacket, python jacket, $18,500.
The python one's pretty nice.
Is it? They're both hideous. Money laundering makes sense because the only other reason to own this jacket is if you're doing a cocaine deal in 1987. And even then, it wouldn't work on Manafort. It's way too small for that torso. Weak defenses aside, Trump seems pretty comfortable letting Manafort twist in the wind. But would he do the same thing to his own flesh and blood? It kind of seems like it.
The president, he tweeted on Sunday, quote, "The fake news is reporting a complete fabrication that I am concerned about the meeting my wonderful son Donald had in Trump Tower. This was a meeting to get information on an opponent, totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. I did not know about it."
It must have been a shocking moment for Don Jr. when his father threw him under the bus. He probably thought, "Oh my God, Dad knows I exist." We shouldn't be surprised to see Trump's least favorite non-Tiffany child at the center of this scandal, because he's at the center of pretty much every Trump scandal. If Donald Trump is the Death Star, Don Jr. is the exhaust port. Let's examine how Donnie has further befouled his dad's already soiled name, beginning with his shady business empire. In 2006, Jr. was assigned to the family's new hotel condominium project, the Trump Soho, which, despite its name, wasn't in the coveted Soho neighborhood. It was actually near the entrance ramp to the Holland Tunnel. For those of you unfamiliar with New York City geography, calling that building the Trump Soho is like marketing your asshole as Vagina Acres, which, full disclosure, I have done. Anywho, the Trump family got sued for lying to buyers about the building's sales figures, and Donnie wrote in his emails that nobody would ever find out about the scam because only people on the email chain or in the Trump organization knew about it. Aw, this is about one step above writing a note that says, "Dear crime, I am guilty of you." Donnie also co-runs his dad's business, and he isn't doing much to discourage the worry that foreign powers could use it as a way to influence Trump. Earlier this year, Donnie announced a visit to India, where he'd be giving a foreign policy speech and peddling condos. Indian newspapers advertised the Trump Organization's availability for totally ethical meetings by inviting interested parties to have dinner with Donnie for $38,000. Or for $39,000, they'd give you dinner without having to meet Donnie. When critics complained that it seemed like Donnie was selling political influence in between timeshare pitches, he addressed the problem by retitling his speech, although the new one wasn't much of an improvement. Of course, of all the Trump scandals that Donnie has bungled into, none is more important slash stupid than his interactions with Russia.
Donald Trump Jr. and others from the Trump team met with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower in June 2016 after Don Jr. got an email promising him dirt on Hillary Clinton. We know Trump Jr. was interested in the information because he replied, quote, "If it's what you say, I love it."
The most embarrassing part was when the bottom of the email read, "Sent from my crime phone." The Russia investigation has been the bane of Trump's administration, so it was vital for them to convince everyone that nothing suspicious happened in that meeting, something Don Jr. has succeeded brilliantly at.
These are intelligent people, and they cannot come up with one measurement.
But it's all turnout. Supposed contradictions in the Trump Tower meeting. Do you want any comments on that, Donnie? Because they're hitting you on that for contradictions. I mean, they're calling it worse than contradictions, obviously.
Hello?
Yeah. Donnie, what is your reaction to all of that? We're going to see if we can reconnect with Donald Trump Jr. on this because we can't seem to hear him. Donnie, you hear that? We didn't know where he went.
Reception is kind of spotty when you're calling from a fleeing Bronco. Don Jr. was also in close contact with WikiLeaks leading up to the election. He even asked them to leak him information on Hillary. But it's okay, because at one point he also messaged WikiLeaks that their communication was off the record. Oh, WikiLeaks, bless his heart. Everyone can see that Don Jr. is Trump's biggest weak spot, even another one of his weak spots.
Bannon put it this way. He said, "You realize where this is going. This is all about money laundering. Their path to expletive Trump goes right through Paul Manafort, Don Jr. and Jared Kushner. They're going to crack Don Jr. like an egg on national TV."
How does he know eggs crack? When he eats breakfast, he just unhinges his jaw and swallows them whole. Donnie even met alleged Russian agent Maria Butina at an NRA dinner before the election. Man, anytime there was collusion going on, Donnie was there. He shows up everywhere. He's like the Forrest Gump of collusion. This sad, sticky wad of congealed hair gel has spent his whole life seeking his dad's approval and failing at it. And now he might be the one to bring down Trump's presidency. So keep up the good work, buddy. We're all rooting for you. We'll be right back.
Wow, you can see why she's controversial. No doubt about it. Samantha Bee tells it like it is, of course, each and every weeknight on TBS. Straight up, Full Frontal is the program, and she rocks and rolls. No doubt about that. She is the queen of late night comedy. Straight up, my man, Steph Curry, of course, got a new series out. It's called 5 Minutes with Steph. Well, let's spend 5 minutes with Steph Curry, the NBA champion.
Jeff.
What's up, man? Very nice to meet you.
How
Thank you
doing?
So much for having me.
Good. Appreciate you coming up,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for having me.
No, not long of a flight, but...
Nah, it was good.
Glad you made it.
Good.
Post-game, I'm kind of feeling kind of hungry, so I don't know if you want to grab a bite or something.
I'm down. Let's go.
You ready?
Let's
I got something in mind.
Is this you right here?
It's me right here, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't do much driving anymore.
Is that the Super Bowl this year?
I went to see your Philadelphia
Yeah, I saw
Eagles.
You there. I saw you there.
I was walking in the back. Mandy Moore like walks by me, and like one of my favorite movies growing up was A Walk to Remember. I'm like, oh, that's Mandy Moore. Yeah, so I was that guy. I was like, hey, can I get a picture?
You meet your bag in that photo. Yeah, I was at the game too. They showed you on the teleprompter, and I saw you had Patriots shirt on.
I was like, yes. Oh no.
There was a lot of Eagles fans at that game.
It was a lot of Eagles fans.
Come correct though. We're nuts. Kevin Hart was sitting right behind me, and he was bent.
The video he posted of him trying to get up to the podium.
I saw it happen. I'm like, yo, Kevin's like, the security guard's like doing this. Kevin's like this. I was like, damn, Kevin, not in for Philly, man.
No, but, this is our night. Don't ruin it.
I'm trying to figure out, does this seat get, like, so there's like a controller here.
We got a lot of different, here.
Okay.
There you go.
Ah, now we comfortable.
This is how we live, man, here in the Bay Area. And then you got the massage joint.
I mean.
Let me go ahead and kick my feet up, too.
This is how Snoop gets around, too, when I went in his band.
Right.
I mean, it was a lot stinkier at his.
This is it right here, man. I never really hear like the first person story of like how you became, you know, the Jesse that everybody knows.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went in the military after high school, got out, didn't know what I wanted to do. I sold cars, I got fired.
Yeah.
And then I like, at the time I was dating a girl and I dared her to eat a tablespoon. This is the silliest thing.
The cinnamon joint?
Yeah, I dared her to eat the cinnamon in 2006. And she ate it, choked on it. This wasn't a thing yet. I put it on the internet and then it turned into this thing, the cinnamon challenge. Unfortunately, that's my jump to the friggin' internet fame. It's very embarrassing, but. And now you coming over to the platform. Are you ready?
I'm trying. I think I'm ready. Obviously, I got a day job that I got to maintain, but definitely ready to kind of pull the veil back a little bit and let people know, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. It's just crazy, like, how fast this whole world has kind of popped off and talent that turned us into a bona fide career.
It's definitely fun because, like, you could be at home watching this right now and you'd be like, man, it must be so hard to get into it. It was. It's not.
Yeah.
Like, I got into it, gave my girlfriend cinnamon. I am 10 years later, doing Steph Curry. Like, what the hell's going on?
I guess I would want to approach space the same way I approach basketball, same way I approach my family. It's like, you do nothing unless it's the best, right?
Right,
like,
right.
You don't just do stuff to do stuff.
Yeah. I started doing that on the internet, and I hated myself for it. I was like, why am I partying on my girlfriend for YouTube views, man? I fucking hate myself.
Somebody told me, like, the greatest trait of, like, a successful person is being able, having the recognition and the ability to be able to pivot at the right time. Not be stubborn enough to just keep pounding your head against the wall.
Running it to the ground.
Yeah, until and burning yourself out.
Yeah, I saw you eating like a plate of ribs.
Oh, I know exactly what that rib eating situation. 30th birthday party, my wife surprised me with basically about 200 people, all people from my organization, friends and family, obviously. But I didn't get to eat though for like the first two hours.
Oh, right, right.
So I'm trying to play catch up at the end. So somebody walks up with a like basically two racks of ribs on a plate, and E40's rapping at the same time. So I'm like, this is amazing. Let me just enjoy this moment. So I'm sitting on the stage. Got my plate in my hand, eating the ribs. I'm like, tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
Wait, do I get a ride home or do I got to figure that out?
That's just for me. No,
that don't even give you a ride home. He just drives you out in the middle of Oakland to get you food and leaves you. That's not stuff.
That patty is no lie. That was one of the best patties I think I've ever had.
Yeah, that was slamming.
Steph Curry live on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Diners in the house.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back into another edition of Dom's Diner, open for business, bringing you the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's not dilly-dally. You know what you want. I got it, so let's do it. First off, I've got some fresh winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Washington Nationals outfielder. No, not Bryce Harper. This is the 19-year-old Juan Soto. He's in the middle of an amazing season, one for the record books, at just age 19. No, it's not hyperbole. Let me break it down for you. Juan Soto, he's got 14 home runs. That's fifth most in an age 19 or younger season. For a little bit of perspective, here's some of the names Juan Soto's on the most home runs at age 19 or younger. Number one, Tony Conigliaro. He hit 24 in 1964. Bryce Harper hit 22 in 2012. Mel Ott hit 18 in 1928. Ken Griffey Jr., the kid, he hit 16 in 1989. And Juan Soto's got more home runs than Mickey Mantle did back in 1951. He only had 13. Those are some pretty good names there. And Juan Soto is not even supposed to be in the majors yet. Going into the season, he was their second best outfield prospect. Victor Robles was supposed to be the guy who made it. Juan Soto started the season in Class A Hagerstown. He played 16 games there, went to Advanced A Potomac for 15 games. After 8 games in Double A, the Nationals, due to a bunch of injuries, summoned Soto, and ever since then, he's been on fire. Batting average over 300, with at least 250 plate appearances for guys in his rookie season. Mel Ott, Ty Cobb, Juan Soto's at 315, Cesar Cedeno, and Edgar Renteria. Juan Soto, only player ever in his first season with an on-base percentage over 400 with 250 plate appearances. Just him. A slugging percentage over 500. Him, Conigliaro, Mel Ott. War for position players over 2. Harper, Ott, Griffey, Edgar Renteria, Ty Cobb, and Juan Soto. So just let that sink in, the company Juan Soto is with. So shout out to Juan Soto for having an amazing season at age 19 in what may be a very disappointing season overall for the Nationals. Juan Soto surely is a bright spot. My second winner this week, Matt Davidson. He became the first player since Babe Ruth to have 15 homers and 3 pitching appearances in one season. Now, Shohei Ohtani is just a few home runs away from doing that. If he gets there, you'll have 2 players. But Matt Davidson's a third baseman. The White Sox have been so bad this season that they've called upon him to save the bullpen on 3 different occasions. More on Matt Davidson's last appearance, which came this week against the New York Yankees, as the Yankees were just obliterating the White Sox. But for now, Matt Davidson is a winner. 15 homers, 3 appearances on the mound. First player since Babe Ruth way back when. Third winner, ESPN 8, the Ocho Day. Happened on August 8th. Yeah, you guessed it, earlier this week. ESPN 8, the Ocho on 8-8. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, ESPN 8, the Ocho is the fictional channel which hosted the dodgeball tournament in the film Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. The whole gimmick of ESPN 8, the Ocho, is that if it's an obscure sport, we air it. Well, what happened on 8-8? They started the day with the movie Dodgeball. They had things like hot dog eating contests, cornhole, darts, actual dodgeball tournaments, the Moxie games, anything funky, if it existed, it probably aired on August 8th. And then they wrapped up the day re-airing Dodgeball, the movie again. It's a great day showing ESPN's got a fun side. It's not all about the hard sports, hard news. It's good. It's fun. And finally, my last winner, JD Martinez. Big offseason acquisition signing for the Red Sox, the outfielder DH. He's got a legitimate shot to win the American League Triple Crown. He'd be the first player to do it since Miguel Cabrera back in 2012. He did it for the Tigers. Now, obviously, it's only August. There's a lot of baseball left to play. But currently, JD Martinez, he's first in the American League with 35 homers. He's got two more than Jose Ramirez, the third baseman for the Cleveland Indians. Martinez has 99 RBIs. That's first in the American League also. 11 more than Oakland's Chris Davis. He's got 88. Crush. And a .331 batting average for Martinez. He's second in the American League, 16 points behind Mookie Betts' .347 batting average. That's impressive. JD Martinez is a legitimate shot. If Mookie has a cold, an extended cold spell, and JD can get hot, yes, it'd be awkward because they're teammates. But JD Martinez within striking distance of winning the Triple Crown, something we do not see very often. That is very exciting. All right, and I only have one loser this week. Imagine that. There are not a lot of losers. That's good news. But my biggest loser this week.
The who? The her.
Cleveland Cavaliers fans, they decided to throw a parade for Tristan Thompson after it comes out that he punched Draymond Green in the face. A bit of a sucker punch at an ESPYs after party. Now, this happened a month ago when the ESPYs aired. The news of the punch just came out. The Cavs fans clearly do not like the Warriors or Draymond Green because they're going to throw Tristan Thompson a parade to celebrate him sucker punching Draymond. Come on, Cavs fans. Come on. Really? That's what you're going to celebrate? I know you had a rough offseason. LeBron left again. But come on. That's kind of lame. Earlier I promised you more on Matt Davidson. No, he's not a loser, but he's involved with the first good job, good effort. Giancarlo Stanton, $300 million man, traded to the Yankees in the offseason, the big slugger. Well, he faced Matt Davidson on the mound in Davidson's last appearance as a pitcher. And Matt Davidson struck Stanton out. Now, no, Stanton was not facing a position player up there lobbing balls. Matt Davidson actually has a fastball. He threw it 90 miles an hour. Good on you, Matt Davidson. But you should never be struck out by an opposing position player, Stanton. Especially the reigning National League MVP. Come on, dude. That is definitely a good job. Good effort. Bonus points to Matt Davidson for being a winner. So he's a double winner because he did strike out the reigning NL MVP. Another good job, good effort. This goes out to a guy nobody knows. But a man was charged with posing as an employee of a restaurant so that he could modify its cable TV package to watch an Arizona Wildcats basketball game. Wow. It's amazing. He's at a restaurant. It's not he's at a sports bar with a million TVs. He's at a restaurant. They're not airing the Arizona Wildcats basketball game like he wants to watch. So he pretends to be an employee of the restaurant so he can change their cable package to show a singular game. I don't know if that guy's a loser. I don't know if he's crazy, but he's definitely good job, good effort because he got caught and it did not work. You tried. You failed. That's what the spirit of good job, good effort is all about. And finally, my final special before we go here. Dwight Howard's got my say what this week.
Say what?
No, Dwight Howard didn't say something crazy. What he said was actually really funny and very clever if you think about it. So let me read you the quote. I'll let it sink in for a second and I'll explain it if you didn't get it. And if you did get it, I hope you got a good laugh at him. So Dwight Howard is going to the Wizards now, okay? This is his quote. I learned magic for 8 years, traveled to La La Land, I learned how to work with rockets, how to fly with some hawks, got stung by the hornets, and through all of that, it's taught me how to become a wizard. Those are all the teams he's played for in his career. It's his career journey. And he used his teams to make a funny pun out of it. So shout out to Dwight Howard, because that's pretty clever. Bonus, say what? Carmelo Anthony was an Atlanta Hawk player for about 5 days this offseason. He was traded there from OKC. It took 5 days for the buyout to become official. Well, the Hawks appreciated those 5 days, and they're sending Carmelo Anthony an Atlanta Hawks jersey with his name and number 15. I love it. They're having some fun with it. No, Carmelo's not going to suit up with them. He's already signed with the Rockets after the buyout. But you got to love the sense of humor from the Rockets. That is going to close things up here at the Diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you for joining us. We've got more Sports Overnight America right now with Johnny Taco. Johnny, what else you got, man?
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Athletes in prison. Well, OJ's no longer there, but these guys still are. Check them out.
It's a hard fall from the glories of the sporting world to the terrifying and often demeaning world of prison. A lot of athletes were at the pinnacle of their sports careers before they were locked away to serve hard time for their crimes. And you know what they say, out of sight, out of mind. Here's a look at some incredible athletes you forgot are currently in jail. Ray Carruth. This Carolina Panthers receiver was drafted in 1997 with hopes that he would become a franchise player that could help the team achieve prominence in the league. Ray Carruth's rookie season was a success, with 44 receptions and 4 touchdowns that put him atop the freshman class for that year. Off the field, he was engaging in an on-again, off-again relationship with a Charlotte woman named Sharika Adams that would culminate in her pregnancy, which Carruth did not want. She was later shot in her car and succumbed to her injuries. And her son was delivered prematurely and suffered permanent brain damage from blood and oxygen loss. Carruth had been in the car ahead of her and stopped abruptly on the side of the road before she was attacked, signaling her to pull over as well. He was convicted of conspiracy to commit murder after the shooter testified in court that he was hired by Carruth to kill Adams.
That's the bitch I was referring to, who got me into this. Mm-hmm. I did it because he made me do it.
He was sentenced to 18 years and 11 months and maintains his innocence.
I was not there. I didn't see the shooting. I didn't hear any shots. I can't testify to anything that happened to Sharik on Railroad.
Oscar Pistorius. At one time, the story of Oscar Pistorius was among the most awe-inspiring in sports history. Born with a birth defect that left both of his legs without fibulas, Pistorius' legs were amputated during his infancy. But that didn't stop the Blade Runner from winning a gold medal at the Athens Paralympics in 2004, and later competing in the 400-meter run at the 2012 Olympics in London. He was an overnight celebrity and earned very high-profile endorsement deals as a result of the fanfare. Just 6 months later, however, Pistorius was arrested in connection with the shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Pistorius claimed he mistook Reva for a home invader and shot her at their home in South Africa. But prosecutors argued that the murder was premeditated, as Pistorius and Steenkamp often fought. Plus, Pistorius had a history of violence against women. After a seven-month trial, Pistorius was found guilty of culpable homicide and served a year in prison before being released to house arrest. Not satisfied with the punishment, the appeals court overturned the conviction and found Pistorius guilty of murder in a second trial. For that verdict, he'll serve at least 15 years behind bars. Fast Eddie Johnson. Not to be confused with fellow NBA retiree Eddie Johnson, Edward Lee Fast Eddie Johnson Jr. was a full-fledged star. Averaging 15 points a game and shooting nearly 50% from the floor, he represented the Atlanta Hawks in two consecutive All-Star games, and his explosive speed and slashing ability netted him a career total of over 10,000 points. After basketball, the former star completely lost control. Described as a habitual felon, Johnson has been arrested roughly 100 times, with allegations ranging from burglary to possession of marijuana. But it was his conviction of sexual battery and molestation of an 8-year-old girl that landed him a long stint in the slammer. He's now serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Darren Sharper. One of the most high-profile professional athletes currently serving time is former broadcaster and 5-time Pro Bowl NFL safety Darren Sharper. Sharper had enjoyed a highly successful collegiate and professional career, and after retirement, he went on to work as an analyst for NFL Network. He might have been a compelling on-air personality, but his behind-the-scenes behaviors were incredibly disturbing. Sharper was accused of working with a former police officer to drug and rape as many as 16 women in 4 states. He pled no contest to the crimes in 2016 and was sentenced to 20 years by the state of Louisiana, as well as 18 years in federal court. He was able to knock that sentence down to 9 years of incarceration thanks to a plea deal, and Sharper was still nominated for the Hall of Fame despite his conviction. Mel Hall. Left fielder Mel Hall had a respectable 15-year pro career, playing for the Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Indians, the New York Yankees, and eventually a Japanese team. He might not have been an all-star, but he still put together a solid career. In 2009, however, Hall earned an entirely different kind of notoriety altogether after he was convicted of 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault and 2 counts of indecency with a 12-year-old girl whose youth basketball team he coached. During the trial, multiple individuals testified against the former baseball player, claiming that he often acted inappropriately and even lived with a 15-year-old girlfriend for several years. Hall was sentenced to 4 decades in prison. Daryl Henley. An L.A. native, Daryl Henley was a star cornerback at UCLA and was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams, for whom he was Defensive Rookie of the Year. He was in the starting lineup for 6 years, and in December 1994 took the field for the Rams' last California home game before the team moved to St. Louis. That would also turn out to be Henley's last pro game. In 1995, Henley was one of 4 defendants convicted in a cocaine trafficking case. Henley claimed only to have financed the criminal doings of a childhood friend, but even bars couldn't stop his illegal antics. While awaiting sentencing, he allegedly convinced a guard to smuggle him a cell phone to hire a hitman to take out the judge in his trial,
along with a cheerleader who testified against him. Ultimately, neither hit came through because federal agents had secretly tape-recorded Henley in a cell talking about the $100,000 hit jobs. So, in addition to his drug charges, he was also on the hook for conspiracy to commit murder, among other charges. Henley ultimately got a plea deal that put him away for 41 years. Sam Hurd. Wide receiver Sam Hurd spent 5 years with the Dallas Cowboys and one season with the Chicago Bears, collecting a respectable 53 receptions and 739 receiving yards. He stayed busy off the field, too, hosting a football show called Inside the Huddle. But his other pastime was drug trafficking. And in 2011, he was arrested outside a Chicago steakhouse, where he received a kilogram of cocaine from an undercover officer. That same night, he reportedly told the officer that he wanted to buy up to 10 kilograms of cocaine and 1,000 pounds of marijuana on a weekly basis. So, clearly, it wasn't all for him. In 2013, he received a 15-year prison term for being part of a group that was trying to set up a three-state cocaine and marijuana distribution ring. Keith Wright. Defensive tackle Keith Wright was a sixth-round draft pick out of the University of Missouri who bounced around the NFL a lot. But after his career ended, he turned to a life of crime, with police linking him to three home invasions in 2011 alone. In all, Wright rang up 19 felony charges over his spree, including kidnapping, armed robbery, false imprisonment, and sexual assault. A year later, he was given one of the longest sentences a former professional athlete ever faced, 234 years and 8 months. Anthony Wayne Smith. A first-round draft pick by the Oakland Raiders in 1990, Anthony Wayne Smith lasted 7 years in the NFL. Sadly, he was far more successful at the criminal side of life. In 2003, he was accused of firebombing a furniture store, a charge that ultimately went nowhere after two juries couldn't reach a verdict. Later, he was arrested and put on trial for killing three men, brothers Ricky and Kevin Nettles in 1999 and Dennis Henderson in 2001. Worse than simply killing them, he played with them too, with the Nettle brothers especially. He had disguised himself as a police officer and approached them at their car wash. Then he kidnapped them, tortured them, and finally shot them to death. With Henderson, he was more straightforward, simply kidnapping him and then stabbing him to death. In January 2016, Smith was found guilty of the three murders and earned himself three consecutive life sentences. Chad Curtis. As a star for the New York Yankees, Chad Curtis earned World Series rings in 1998 and 1999. In retirement, he worked at various high schools, including Lakewood High School in Lake Odessa, Michigan, starting in 2011. It was there that his life took a turn for the criminal. While working as a volunteer strength trainer, he began to offer massages to the girl athletes, but not the boys. Three girls, all between the ages of 13 and 16, later testified that his massages turned sexual, with him touching and fondling various private parts, both above and below the belt. He accused the girls of lying and claimed that he was a man of God who just wants to help people, and even planned to write a book with one of his accusers. But the judge wasn't impressed, and he was sentenced to 7 to 15 years in prison. Clifford Etienne. Before sports, Clifford Etienne was basically a dumb high school teen who held up some customers at a shopping mall and was charged as an adult. While behind bars, Etienne took up boxing and notched a 30-0 record, en route to becoming the champion of the Louisiana State Prison's boxing circuit. With good behavior, Etienne's sentence was cut way down to 10 years, and he immediately went pro upon his 1998 parole. Etienne quickly rose through the boxing ranks, winning 19 of his first 20 fights. His status as a rising star was tarnished in 2003, however, after post-prison Mike Tyson knocked Etienne out in just 49 seconds. Etienne continued boxing, but was soon back to his old criminal ways. In August 2005, Etienne broke into a check-cashing place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and stole $1,900. To get away, he tried to steal a car with two kids inside. When that didn't work, he stole another car, which also had two children inside. He didn't get far before he wrecked that one, and police caught up with him after he fired a malfunctioning gun at them. He didn't give his lawyers much to work with. They argued that Etienne was so high on drugs he wasn't aware of his actions, and that he'd suffered brain damage from his boxing. The excuses didn't work, and Etienne was sentenced to more than a century in prison. These days, he's given up the gloves in favor of a paintbrush, but his time served hasn't been without conflict. Thomas Paine. Finally, there's Thomas Paine, whose history of jail time is more chaotic than any action he might have seen on the basketball court. Before going pro, Thomas Paine had been a standout player at the University of Kentucky, who in the 1960s became the first African-American to play ball for the school. He went pro in 1971 by joining the Atlanta Hawks. But after just 1 year, rape charges sent his career straight to the trash. He was arrested and convicted for raping a woman in Georgia and received a 5-year sentence for that. Upon release from the Peach State Penitentiary, he was immediately extradited to Kentucky to face charges for another rape. He was convicted of that one, too, and received a life sentence. However, sentencing laws changed sometime thereafter, meaning Paine found himself paroled in 1983. He became a boxer and an actor with this new lease on life, but he promptly laid waste to his second chance in 1986 when he raped yet another woman, this time in California. He was sent back to a Kentucky prison, and there he remains indefinitely. He's up for parole in 2018, but judging on how he's clearly learned absolutely no lessons from anything he's done, his chances of seeing freedom again are slim at best.
I think the most surprising story there is Ray Carruth. I mean, Ray Carruth was just an idiot. Talk about a guy that just didn't want to pay child support. So he went to jail for murder, and he's got a retarded kid because he didn't want to pay child support. What a dweed, huh? I'm going to tell you, talk about the knucklehead of the decade, of not the century. It had to be Ray Carruth, of course, of the Carolina Panthers. And made his ass rot in jail. They only gave him 18 years. They should give him another 100 years. He should spend the rest of his life in jail. Ray Carruth, what a piece of work. May he never get out of jail. That's right. The Taco Man is saying this. Throw away the key when it comes to Ray Carruth, the former Carolina Panther. You are tuned in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now.
800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Many big words. How was your tricker, man?
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Mom. Wouldn't think of doing it.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm that.
You are not a stupid boy.
I told you this was not your mother's type of radio show. That's right. You know, we sort of talk things. Well, I tell you what. I push the envelope as far as I can. Forget the FCC. I really do. I push the envelope as far as I can each every Saturday night right here on the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. Of course, Sports Byline airs the show at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, to 7 o'clock live in the 50th state of Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, I want to thank Samantha Bee, man. She was full frontal. That's why they call her full frontal, man, because she goes for it. You wouldn't want that chick after you, would you? No. Samantha Bee kicking ass tonight on Sports Byline. I want to thank Dominique Jimenez, of course, Steph Curry. Steph, what did I say? 5 minutes from home. It's entertaining. We'll air it every week that we can. Of course, it's a fantastic series. We congratulate Steph Curry on this great series, and we thank him for allowing us to air it each and every week right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And last but not least, man, those guys that went to jail. As I said, I still think Ray Cruz is the biggest turd of them all, but there's a whole list of them there, no doubt about it. Well, you're listening to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we come to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a Sunday morning, of course, 7 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I do want to mention this, a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, the godfather of the HBO crew, right, retired Hall of Famer himself, Larry Merchant, will be in the house on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time and 8 o'clock a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, Sunday morning right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, don't forget, I am the Taco Man. There are no substitutions.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.